So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. And again, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, good. Now, bring to mind an easy to love object. This is someone or something, probably a child or a pet, that you have a very uncomplicated loving relationship with. Bring them to mind now. And now imagine that they're experiencing suffering. And notice how that pulls at the heart strings, that there's this kind of fluttering of the heart that happens. Right. Now, go to them and first attune to them. Say, oh, I see that you're suffering. And now notice how the whole body is activated. The whole body is ready, is ready to spring into action. Like, what can I do to help? And now attune to them and have them explain to you what the problem is. And now sweetly nod and convey that you understand. And now as they're explaining their suffering to you, also physically soothe them. That's right, they keep explaining the suffering. And you're tracking exactly what they're saying. And you're soothing and comforting them. That's right. Keep going. And now they keep giving voice to what's upsetting. You totally understand. You totally get it. And also, notice this quality of devotion. You're devoted to your beloved. You really want them to feel better. And now this is important. They see that. They see your intentional stance towards them. And this helps them trust you. And it also helps them take in this soothing and attunement that you're offering them. That's right. Keep going. So attentive. You're so attentive to them. And now tell them just the thing that they need to hear to start feeling better around this. That's right. And they really take that in. And now they are feeling better. And now a real joy arises in you. You're so happy that they're feeling better. And they see that happiness of yours. They see that you delight in their feeling better, that you also just delight in them, in their presence. And that has a deep impact on them. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Okay, good. We'll make a deep impression of this. And now notice how you really understand this. You know what it's like to be compassionate with others. This is a skill you have. You're totally confident about your capacity to feel into this, to move from this place of compassion. I want you to notice that now. And now, see yourself moving through your real adult life going forward. And seeing suffering in the world, seeing suffering in others. And first, notice how you are totally confident about how to hold yourself in this way. You know how to respond. You know how to be with the other when they suffer. And now see yourself attuning and comforting, attuning with and comforting others in your real adult life in the same way, showing compassion. Again, this is not pity, so there's no sense of condescension. It's rather, oh yeah, friend, I see your suffering. How can I help? How can I soothe you? That's right. Okay. Good. Now making a deep impression of this. I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room. Settled in the experience.